officials. CSOs commend government for tabling public gatherings bill, and in international news, billions of meals at risk due to Iran war, says fertilizer boss.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Tonsei Alliance says that recent revelations by the United States on persistent corruption in the country and the government's alleged failure to act have reinforced the opposition's long-held position that the UPND administration is corrupt. Speaking of being featured on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Alliance President Brian Mondele said that despite the existence of evidence, government has failed to take action, including dismissing senior officials and some named members of parliament. He said there is need for a change of government, accusing the UPND administration of condoning corruption and appointing allies to key law enforcement institutions. However, Mr. Mondele has commended government for continued recruitment in the public service while urging it to create more jobs in the private sector.
He also mentioned that they had made formal complaints to government, they had made formal complaints to the president, and nothing had been done. So when we talk about political persecution in the name of the fight against corruption, this is exactly what we meant. Where government has credible evidence of their own minister, their own government official, reports coming from the U.S. embassy, presenting forensic reports on how this systematic tests were done, on how this corruption was done, nobody to date has been charged. We called the UPND government corrupt government. We called their leaders corrupt leaders, and many people thought we were merely political. The speech by the ambassador yesterday only confirmed what we already knew.
The consortium of civil society organizations of good governance and constitutionalism have commended government's decision to table the public gatherings bill before parliament aimed at replacing the colonial era Public Order Act. Consortium Secretary Arthur Nyunda said stakeholders across the country have, for decades, called for the repeal of colonial laws designed to suppress the rights of association and assembly laws that have regrettably continued to be applied in similar ways even after independence. He said the proposed public gatherings bill is a necessary step towards modernizing public order in a democratic society, adding that its timing ahead of a crucial election is key to safeguarding freedoms and ensuring a fair playing field.
We commend the UPND for taking a definitive step towards honoring long-standing democratic promise. However, legislation reform must not end at enactment. The consortium strongly urges government to establish a mass stakeholder implementation and monitoring mechanism to track the enforcement and operationalization of the newly enacted laws. Without such oversight, even the most progressive statutes risk becoming symbolic rather than transformative.
Meanwhile, Mr. Nyunda said the consortium has noted contempt proceedings instituted against its chairperson, Isaac Mwanza, arising from his role as returning officer during the UPND General Assembly, where the consortium served as the Independent Electoral Commission. He said that following careful deliberation, the consortium has resolved to join the proceedings as an interested party and will soon file their protest application before the High Court of Zambia.
Meanwhile, the consortium has taken note of contempt proceedings instituted against our chairperson, Mr. Isaac Mwanza, arising from his role as returning officer during the UPND General Assembly, at which the consortium served as an independent electoral commission. Following careful deliberation and analysis of the situation, the consortium has resolved to join the proceedings as an interested party and will shortly file the appropriate application before the High Court of Zambia. Our intervention is guided not only by the need to defend the personal and professional integrity of our chairperson, who discharged his duty diligently and in good faith.
As the country joins the rest of the world in commemorating Labor Day, the Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association has called for greater recognition of the critical role workers play in driving national development. Zanamaka President Mopila Kamea has described workers across the country as the backbone of the economy, noting that their efforts continue to sustain livelihoods and support growth. Mr. Kamea has paid tribute to both formal and informal sector workers, including teachers, healthcare professionals, civil servants, traders, farmers, and entrepreneurs for their dedication and resilience. He said professionals in the formal sector provide essential services that keep the country functioning, while those in the informal sector continue to power local economies through innovation and hard work.
To our informal sector heroes, the traders, the small-scale farmers that bring products to the market, artisans, the entrepreneurs who power our local communities, you are the backbone of Sunday materials. Your ingenuity, hard work, and hustle keep our market thriving and our families feed. We recognize the long hours and the grit it takes to build something from the ground up. A shared vision, Labor Day, is more than just a holiday. It is a reminder that dignity is found in every job, no matter how big or small.
Attorney General Mulilo Kadesha has expressed concern over ongoing challenges in civic education, governance, and the rule of law in the country, stressing the importance of promoting a strong reading culture as part of the solution. Speaking during the launch of 11 books authored by Dr. Sunday Mwape last evening, Mr. Kadesha said that strengthening knowledge through literature is key to addressing governance gaps in the country. He has noted that books remain a powerful tool for shaping informed citizens and fostering a culture of accountability.
Zambia faces complex challenges in governance, in civic engagement, in the rule of law. We debate these challenges in parliament, in the court, in newsroom, but we rarely debate them in business. But today, changes that. Title such as constitutional courage, defending democracy in a changing Zambia, and the parliamentarian call to build a responsive and inclusive society directly.
Meanwhile, art author Dr. Sunday Mwape said that his collection of 11 books covers a broad range of topics, including self-growth, organizational culture, institutional management, teaching and learning, as well as therapy and family support systems.
The 11 books we are celebrating tonight are written from an experience and functional mind. They cut across self-growth, institutional management, organizational culture, teaching and learning, relationship therapy, and family support systems. Early in the next edition, both are you counseling people to get married? I have read the curriculum, Christian and tradition together. My bishop, by recognizing that, decided even to recommend me to promote the national marriage coordinator for Newfoundland and Scottish information. Not only in Zambia, but across the borders of some districts.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development says the decline in the inflation rate from 7.1% in March to 6.8% in April 2026 will ease pressure on Zambian households by lowering the cost of goods and services. Speaking to Hot FM News, CTPD public finance researcher Robinson Nakambo said the reduction reflects a slowdown in price increases, partly attributed to a bumper harvest recorded by farmers across the country. Mr. Nakambo has also noted that the slowdown is due in part to the Bank of Zambia's effective monetary policies. He has added that the continued decline in inflation could translate into a reduction in the monetary policy rate by the central bank.
In this downward trend of inflation, and it simply means that Bureau of Labor has really achieved mostly on the monetary policy aspect, and we've seen that food prices is as well. I believe that it gives better planning for households in terms of they're not really pressured that much. Now we can see that after inflation has decreased, and mostly due to the impact of food prices. So it's a good news. I mean, it's a trend that we've been seeing continually. You can also see the bumper harvest, the outcome from the bumper harvest. The Bank of Zambia has also played a part in it through the monetary policy rate.
the news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work.